The rhinos did make contact with the little girl. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Officials say garbage and human waste are becoming problems at national parks because of the partial government shutdown. It has left parks open for now, but without staff to collect fees and operate visitor areas or clean up after folks, it's looking like more and more of them are going to be shutting down after all. Joshua Tree National Park in California closing its campgrounds this week because toilets are reaching capacity. Yosemite has closed some areas because of a lack of restrooms and, again, impacts from human waste. Newspapers across the country now know why distribution was snarled for several days late last week. It turns out the L.A. Times, San Diego Union-Tribune, and West Coast editions of the New York Times and Wall Street Journal were infected with malware known as Ryuk. The name apparently refers to a character in a popular anime and manga series, Death Note. The virus also hit papers in Chicago, Connecticut, and Florida. And a new report does say that plane crash fatalities around the world jumped sharply in 2018, going from 13 deaths in 2017 to about 500 last year. But the report says there was only one death of a person on a U.S. airline last year. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
When friends are not enough and you are struggling with depression, anxiety, or addictions, it's time to seek out help. Mental health is one of the most important building blocks to a healthy life. Tune into Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon and listen to many topics that pertain to good mental health. With Ruth Altamura Roll, a licensed professional counselor, as your host, you will learn about many facets of good mental health. Let's remove the stigma. Go to www.altarolcounselor.net for more information about my practice. And please follow me on Counselor's Chat on Facebook. Remember, Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon. I wish you good mental health.
The weather forecast for the Huntington County area begins today with mostly sunny skies, a high near 46, and southwesterly winds between 5 and 7 miles per hour. Tonight, rain mainly after midnight. The rain could be heavy at times. Areas of fog after midnight, the low around 37. Calm winds becoming northeasterly around 5 miles per hour after midnight. The chance of precipitation is 90%. New precipitation amounts will be between a quarter and a half an inch, possibly. On Saturday, we have rain mainly before 4 p.m. The rain could be heavy at times. Areas of fog before 1 p.m. and a high near 44. Northeasterly winds, 7 to 9 miles per hour, become northerly in the afternoon. The chance of precipitation is 100%. On Saturday evening, a chance of rain before 7 p.m., partly cloudy skies and a low around 35. Northwesterly winds around 8 miles per hour, and the chance of precipitation is 30%. New precipitation amounts of less than a tenth of an inch is possible. On Sunday, we have mostly sunny skies, a high near 45, and northwesterly winds between 8 and 14 miles per hour, with gusts as high as 24 miles per hour. Sunday evening, partly cloudy with a low around 26. And Monday, we have partly sunny skies and a high near 39. Monday, start your work week with those 39-degree temperatures, but also a chance of rain in the evening, snow, and sleet before 1 a.m. Then rain and snow is likely. Cloudy skies with a low around 32. The chance of precipitation is 60%.
On Thursday, November 8th, from 2 till 7 p.m., the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce will be holding its 30th Annual Business Expo and Food Showcase, presented by PNC Bank. It'll be held at Next Level Arena in Flemington, featuring over 100 exhibitors, demos, a chance to enter the cash machine, door prizes, and food tastings from local restaurants. From 4 till 6, meet Bill Spadia from New Jersey 101.5. Admission is free. For details, call the Chamber at 908-782-7115 or visit hunterdonchamber.org.
Good morning. You're listening to Hands Across Hunterdon, Hunterdon Helplines Radio Show, here on the Chamber of Commerce Internet Radio, Friday mornings between 10 and 11. I'm Susan Lax, Executive Director of Hunterdon Helpline and your host of the show, and very happy to be here and wish you a wonderful Happy New Year, a great 2019. So many things ahead of us, hope and inspiration, and of course, health and prosperity on my wish list for all of you. Hunterdon Helpline is celebrating its 50th year in 2019. It's very exciting for us. We have been the information and referral service for the county for that length of time, starting out as a teen hotline. And so this year is going to celebrate all of those years and what we have been able to do for residents of the area, and also in Somerset County, where we also provide information and sheltering to the homeless. What have we accomplished? Well, thousands of calls every year for people in need, no matter what challenge. And in addition to that, we've had our own programs and services that we link clients to, in addition to all the other programs and services across the county, across the area. And those include literacy services, a work connectivity program, programs for seniors and persons with disabilities, and the list goes on. But most importantly is that collaboration, that when someone calls Hunterdon Helpline's First Assist Helpline, they get a robust solution to the challenge that they are facing by us discerning what programs and services in the area are appropriate to their need and connecting the dots, if you will, by collaborating with those other agencies that we have just linked the client to. Very rewarding work, whether you're a staff member of Hunterdon Helpline or a volunteer. And we're going to be talking about how to become a volunteer in 2019, start the new year right, and give back, pay it forward, not just at Helpline, but across the board of all the nonprofits that reside in our area. How do you reach Hunterdon Helpline? Well, simply pick up the phone, 908-782-4357. That's 908-782-4357. You can call us 24/7, 365 days. That includes the holidays that we all just hopefully enjoyed. We are open on Christmas. We are open on New Year's Day. We are open throughout the year. There is not a day that you cannot call us for assistance. And that helps not only the clients that are calling in, but if your organization is closed for the holidays, they can direct their clients to call us if they do have an emergent need. 50 years. I hope you'll tune in every Friday morning to learn more about us and what we have accomplished over the 50 years and what we have in store for you over the next 50 years, thankfully with your support, whether it be donations or volunteerism. Again, 908-782-4357, no matter what time of day, 24/7. 365 days of the year. So I do want to start this segment, as I said, about volunteering. It's a brand new year. What are we going to do to make this year special? And I believe, and not just because I work for a nonprofit, that volunteering is a lifestyle. It is something that I have done since I was a child, thanks to the inspiration of my parents, to reach out to people who are in need by volunteering my time in organizations, and also, you know, other areas of life as well. I volunteered for not only people, centric organizations, but animal-centric organizations. There's always an opportunity out there for someone, depending upon their interest. It's not something that they have to create themselves. Believe me. Believe me. There are so many organizations who need our help. And while many of our nonprofits definitely need your monetary help, nonprofits run on volunteers. If we had to pay staff, we could never be in existence. So you bring so much to an organization when you devote anywhere from an hour or more each week to that organization. So we're going to talk about an overall organization, really a collaboration called GiveHunterdon. It's Hunterdon County's source for nonprofit giving. It is the collaboration of about 14 organizations to come together, pool their resources, do marketing with each other, save some money by being efficient in that way, and getting the message out to folks about what their needs are. And I'm going to be going through a lot of the organizations that are part of GiveHunterdon because, again, in addition to Hunterdon Helpline, they too need your assistance. They too need your volunteerism. And in an age where we've just gone through a recession and new administrations across all government levels, sometimes staying active, staying sustainable for an organization can be a little difficult. But again, with your help as a volunteer, we can, in fact, keep going. So we're going to talk about GiveHunterdon, the organizations associated with that. And if you would like to follow along or get more information at your leisure, you can go to www.givehunterdon.org. That's www.givehunterdon.org to read up on these organizations yourself. Not only are they listed, but you can tap into their pages. It talks about the work that they do. It also talks about the type of volunteers that are needed, the type of donations. Sometimes, again, it's not monetary, but maybe they need office equipment. Maybe they need a laptop. So, again, let's get on the internet and go to www.givehunterdon.org. And I will be back after this break to start specifically talking about the organizations connected with GiveHunterdon.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Are you in business, not a member of the chamber? Come to the Hunterdon County Chamber Expo to see what it's all about and meet other business owners. Enjoy the restaurant showcase and enter to win the door prize just for business entries. The Chamber offers special benefits for new memberships during the Expo. So join us at Next Level Arena on Case Boulevard in Flemington on Thursday, November 9th from 2 to 7 p.m. Don't miss it.
This is Chamber President Chris Phelan inviting you to the 29th Annual Business and Home Expo with our restaurant showcase. This wonderful event will happen on Thursday, November 9th at our new location, Next Level Arena on Case Boulevard in Flemington from 2 to 7 p.m. If you're a business or organization and would like to participate, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or visit our website at huntertonchamber.org.
And you're back listening to Hands Across Hunterdon, Hunterdon Helpline's show. Here Friday mornings, again, I'm Susan Lax with Hunterdon Helpline, and we're going to be talking about volunteerism today and what are your options. It is the first week in January of 2019. How are you going to make this year special? How are you going to make every day seem connected to your community? And I suggest you do it through volunteerism. Again, we talked about Give Hunterdon. You can go to its site, givehunterdon.org, to find out different opportunities for you. We're going to start with talking about Family Promise. And Hunterdon Helpline works very closely with Family Promise because Helpline shelters folks. We coordinate that shelter for both Hunterdon County and Somerset County. And so we sit on a lot of different committees with Family Promise because they are a sheltering agency for families mostly. And so many of our clients are the same, and we try to collaborate again to provide successful wraparound services for that client so that they are on a trajectory towards success. And working with the folks at Family Promise is just, it's always inspiring what they do. And when we really help somebody together, it's just an amazing moment and it makes everything worthwhile. So again, who is Family Promise? Well, it is a volunteer-driven, homeless shelter that started 20-plus years ago. And since that time, this great organization has expanded its programs to include homeless prevention and programs to meet the unique needs of low-income residents of Hunterdon County, for whom housing affordability is an ongoing issue. With a combination of increased housing costs, stagnant wages, reduced hours, the need for Family Promise is critical. And again, working with them, knowing that they provide an additional option for our clients if sheltering through social services is no longer available to them, that we have this other option. And they have a volunteer network that's just amazing. They utilize different churches for the sheltering, and obviously there are folks who man the shelter overnight so that they could provide assistance if needed, but also many of the volunteers are providing dinners for the people who are being housed. So it is just an incredible machine. People come into the program. They start out at the Family Promise office. Then they go to the churches in the evening. They can come back during the day to Family Promise so that they can access, again, those valuable wraparound services, whether it's counseling, job coaching, looking for housing, what all of us need on a day-to-day basis. And in addition to the volunteerism, Family Promise also needs to provide different resources to their clients. So there's always an ongoing need for full-size toiletries, personal care items, many of which are not food stamp eligible, and also a car. I know I just jumped from sundries to a car. You might be saying, are you kidding me? You cannot imagine how many cars have been donated to Family Promise so that a family has transportation. We all know here in Hunterdon County, transportation is an issue. We are so grateful to have the link which is a paratransit for seniors and persons with disabilities first, but also for those people in our county who do not have transportation and need to get to work or need to get to their physicians, et cetera. And people have been very generous in donating their car to Family Promise so that families can, in fact, get back on their feet and take a job because they now have the transportation to do so. In addition to the car donations, car repair services. So if you're out there and want to foot the bill, or if you are an auto mechanic and want to give back, again, they would gladly accept your services. So how do you get in touch with Family Promise? You're going to call 908-782-2490. That's 908-782-2490. And remember, too, if you're looking them up on the Give Hunterdon site to sort of peruse all the nonprofit opportunities, when you go to the page of a specific nonprofit and you hit the donate button, that donate button goes straight to that organization. There is no middleman. There are no fees taken out for Give Hunterdon. Your donations go directly to that nonprofit that you have chosen to support. So very important. Again, for Family Promise, 908-782-2490. And next up, I told you there are about 14 organizations that are part of Give Hunterdon. We're going to talk about Safe in Hunterdon. And this organization has also been around many, many years. Its mission is to cultivate safety, empowerment, and healing in an alliance with the adults, teens, and children affected by domestic and sexual violence while mobilizing the community to promote social change that will reduce power-based violence, control, and depression. Again, this is a different type of organization that addresses domestic violence, also offers shelter if a person finds themselves in that situation. They have a 24-hour hotline. They have safe and transitional housing, legal advocacy and representation, crisis intervention, individual and group counseling for adults, children, and adolescents. And I want to just inject here that that counseling for the children who are involved in a situation like this is crucial. It is crucial. Just imagine if your child was in that situation. Counseling is definitely needed. And I don't know who does it better than SAFE. They also provide financial empowerment, community education, and prevention services. They deliver critical support services to the many families who have experienced violence in their lives. That could be individuals as well as families. And just to say, it could be a gentleman as well as a woman. Their services are confidential and free of charge for survivors. So, your donation to SAFE will provide survivors with the services and resources to promote hope, help in healing, and empower survivors to live a life free of violence. Some of the things that they need materially are gift cards to purchase basic necessities in $25 increments from Walmart, Kohl's, Burlington, Co-Factory, ShopRite, Amazon, and Bye Bye Baby. Remember, these are families for the most part, not always. Other needs are diapers, toilet paper, paper towels, tissue boxes. I said before, we run on volunteers. Well, we run on donations as well. We can't provide these material items without the help of the community. So, how do you get in touch with SAFE? 908 908-788-7666. That's 908-788-7666. Remember to go to givehuntington.org, and you will get the same information that I'm imparting, and you can decide which organization or organizations touch your heart and inspire you to give. So, next up, we have volunteer guardianship one-on-one. Again, because of Helpline Senior Programs, we work with volunteer guardianship. They provide guardianship services to adults, typically the elderly, suffering from incapacity, who have no one to serve them, to assist them with the paying of the bills, with the rent, and so forth and so on. Just carrying out those daily needs. Their mission is carried out by recruiting, educating, and supporting volunteers who assume those responsibilities. They match a volunteer guardian with a person in need to form a partnership intended to improve and enhance the lives of both partners. What does that really mean? It means that for a person who doesn't have a family member to support them, to make sure that these things are getting done for them, volunteer guardianship offers that connection with a volunteer. And it does become quite the relationship. The organization can always use more funds to support their guardians and increase their ability to serve the need in Hunterdon County, which, when we are talking about the senior population, is growing in leaps and bounds. As we know, the baby boomers are becoming seniors, and they have definitely made an impact on the infrastructure wherever they are, not just in Hunterdon County. We've certainly heard the term the aging of America. Well, the aging and the graying of Hunterdon County is quite real. They need material things, volunteer guardianship, one-on-one, need office equipment, computers, printers, things of that nature. To be very specific, again, we would want you to give them a call and find out. So volunteers are needed to become guardians, but they also do need office equipment. So how do you find out more about what volunteer guardianship one-on-one needs? Please call 908-788-4893, extension 716. Again, that's 908-788-4893, extension 716. And again, I'll keep talking about givehuntington.org because you can go to that website at your leisure, read about the organizations that are involved, and help support them directly. Even though you're going to the Give Hunterdon website, no funding is taken out for Give Hunterdon. There's no middleman. Once you decide who you want to support, you hit the donate button on their page or call them directly to volunteer, and your donations go directly to them. You can also access their website and see their different events and so forth that are going on so that you know how to support them by participating in an event as well or a particular fundraiser. We're going to be right back with more of the Give Hunterdon nonprofits in just a moment, and please stay with us after these messages.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Despite a meeting at the White House yesterday, there was no progress made on ending the partial federal government shutdown that's now in day 13. After that meeting, the top Senate Democrat Chuck Schumer said,
"It is not helping the president. It is not helping the Republicans to be the owners of this shutdown."
President Trump and Republicans insisting on $5 billion in any funding bill that would end the shutdown so that the border wall could be built. Democrats refusing to give that money up. Although today they're going to try to end the shutdown when they regain control of the U.S. House in a matter of hours. Democratic leaders have a couple of votes scheduled on a package of bills that could possibly end the shutdown. Democrats assuming control of the House for the first time in several years, and Nancy Pelosi is expected to be elected as Speaker of the House. This is USA Radio News.
There is no better way to make a more comfortable home for the new year than a visit to the semi-annual white sale going on now at thecompanystore.com. From our famous La Crosse down comforters and pillows to the finest quality sheets, towels, bedding basics, and home decor, you'll find everything you need to stay warm in winter and then start spring with style. Receive 20% off your entire order and get free shipping when you enter the code RADIO19 at checkout. Thecompanystore.com. We're all about comfort.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
The weather forecast for the Hunterdon County area starts today with mostly sunny skies and a high near 46. Southwesterly winds will be between 5 and 7 miles per hour. Tonight, rain mostly after midnight. The rain could be heavy at times. Areas of fog after midnight will occur, and the low will be around 37. Calm winds can become northeasterly around 5 miles per hour after midnight, and the chance of precipitation is 90%. On Saturday, rain mainly before 4 p.m. The rain could be heavy at times. Areas of fog again before 1 p.m., and the high will be near 44. Northeasterly winds will be between 7 and 9 miles per hour, becoming northerly in the afternoon. The chance of precipitation is 100%. Saturday night, a chance of rain before 7 p.m. and partly cloudy skies, and a low around 35. Northwesterly winds around 8 miles per hour, and the chance of precipitation is 30%. Sunday, mostly sunny skies and a high near 45 degrees. Northwesterly winds between 8 and 14 miles per hour with gusts as high as 24 miles per hour. Sunday, partly cloudy skies and a low around 26. Start your work week on Monday with partly sunny skies and a high near 39. Monday night, a chance of rain, snow, and sleet before 1 a.m., then rain and snow likely. Cloudy with a low around 32. The chance of precipitation is 60%. And you are back listening to Hands Across Hunterdon. Hunterdon Helpline show here Friday mornings between 10 and 11 on the Hunterdon County Chamber of Radio, Chamber of Commerce Radio. I'm Susan Lax, your host of the show. And, of course, Hunterdon Helpline is your first assist 24-7, 365 days of the year for basic human needs, shelter, mental health, senior family and youth services, employment, emergencies, suicide prevention, compassionate listening, and so much more. Again, 365 days out of the year, any time, any day, and all you have to do is call 908-782-4357. That's 408-782-4357. Or visit us on the website at www.helplinehc.org. Helplinehc.org. Again, 908-782-4357. And we've been talking about GiveHuntredon.org, a collaboration between many of the nonprofits in Huntredon County. And we are asking you to start 2019 in a mode of giving back and paying it forward, making a difference to those in need, and also, quite frankly, helping yourself. Why do I say that? It has actually been proven that volunteerism improves your health, extends your life. We know that social interaction for anybody improves not just their mental health, but their physical health. So when you're volunteering for somebody else, say the Friendly Visitor Program for Huntredon Helpline and visiting a senior, not only are you improving their health, but that socialization helps you as well. Not to mention the incredible reward you get from volunteering and giving back. So who's next in our queue of GiveHuntredon.org? Good News Home for Women. The Good News Home for Women is a short and long-term residential rehabilitation center for women who want to overcome life-destroying effects of alcohol and other drug addictions. The ongoing process of recovery and growth is achieved at the home through a comprehensive, non-denominational, but spiritually focused program with a holistic approach of healing to the mind, body, and spirit. Most of their clients are indigent and unable to pay for their treatment costs, so Good News Home for Women does, in fact, rely heavily on charitable donations and their fundraising activities to offset the expenses related to not only the counseling, but the residents' room and board, their medical and dental needs, food, supplies, case management, transportation, family support, life skills education. The list goes on and on when you're helping a person. You cannot just help one facet of that person's need. So many different things go into a person being successful, as we all know. We get up in the morning and it's not just about one thing we're going to be doing that day, one thing that we have to take care of. We have to take care of our health. We have to get to work. We have to find transportation to get to work. We have to go to the doctor. We have to find transportation to go to the doctor. We have to pay those bills. We need a job. Human beings are complex. So Good News Home for Women definitely needs your monetary support. And they are renovating their facility ongoing. So any sort of monetary support or in-kind donations for desks, chairs, filing cabinets, conference tables, flat-screen TVs, you name it. Again, really call them up for very specific things that you're able to provide. You can't go wrong with copy paper. You can't go wrong with notebooks, twin-size cotton sheets, toilet paper, paper towels, gift baskets for their fundraising activities. Nonprofits need your help. I mean, there's just no two ways to say it. And from the smallest donation to the largest donation, nothing goes to waste. You can visit Good News Home for Women on GiveHuntredon.org. Or you can give them a call, 908-806-4220. That's 908-806-4220. And next up, we're going to talk about an organization called Meals on Wheels, and I bet you all know about that. I don't know what any community would do without Meals on Wheels for their seniors. Their mission is to assist the homebound elderly and disabled of Huntredon County by maintaining their independence and enhancing their nutritional health and thereby avoiding unwanted institutionalization. The Home Delivered Meals Program offers a nutritionally balanced meal for homebound seniors delivered by volunteer drivers Monday through Friday. The Congregate Nutrition Program offers dining with social activities Monday through Friday at the Senior Center of Hunterdon County. Again, if that senior can get out of the house and go to the Senior Center, it's just a wonderful way to socialize, meet other people, and get a meal. And we like to eat with other people. We all do that. Nobody likes to go to the restaurant and sit at the table by themselves. Nobody likes to eat at home. And oftentimes when they're alone, they're not eating a nutritional meal because they're not going to sit there for an hour and prepare, you know, the protein, the starch, the vegetable, etc. They'll just grab something out of the cabinet. So having a place to go to sit down and break bread with other people is huge. For Meals on Wheels in Hunterdon County, monetary donations are needed to purchase meals for homebound senior citizens who can't afford to contribute. The suggestion is a donation of $5.10 per meal. Non-perishable components of their Blizzard bags, and this is great because we are in winter and it's inevitable. It looks like snow coming next week. These Blizzard bags help provide nutrition, again, meals when the volunteers are unable to deliver in stormy weather. And these meals include 4 ounces of no sugar added apple juice, 3 ounces of tuna packed in water, 8 ounces of green beans, 8 ounces of Parmalat milk, and 1.5 ounces of boxed raisins. This way, the Blizzard meals can be delivered ahead of the storm, and our seniors have a meal when they're surrounded by snow. So, very important. If you can provide some of those things, they will gladly accept it. Meals on Wheels, again, Hunterdon Helpline works very closely with Meals on Wheels. If the volunteers go into the home and see that they are in need of additional services, they refer them to Hunterdon Helpline, and we go into action to provide them with additional services as needed. How do you volunteer for Meals on Wheels? Please call 908-284-0735. That's 908-284-0735. And next up, we're going to talk about NAMI of Hunterdon. And very important organization. Hunterdon Helpline refers many clients to them. NAMI is the National Alliance on Mental Illness, and our chapter here in Hunterdon is part of that nationwide NAMI network. It seeks to improve the quality of mental health, residential, and support services that benefit persons with mental illness and their families. They have a variety of different classes, and including a 12-week educational course that helps families better understand mental illness. Their monetary need? Well, they'd like to establish a scholarship for youth who have mental health issues and want to begin a professional career in the field of mental health. The scholarship will go to the recipient's educational expenses, and financial support from the community is greatly appreciated. Volunteers also are, we nonprofits run on volunteers. So please, for NAMI of Hunterdon, call 908-284-0500. That's 908-284-0500. And we will be right back with some more of the organizations who collaborate under givehunterdon.org. Just go to that website and you can see for yourself what all these organizations are doing, and you can donate directly to them without any quote-unquote middleman. We'll be right back with more information.
One of the biggest decisions in your lifetime is buying or selling a house. Choosing a realtor with strong client communication, technology, and marketing skills will dramatically improve your chance of success. That's why Hunterdon and Somerset's residents rely on Joe Peters. Joe believes his clients deserve a smooth and seamless experience, not a roller coaster ride. As a Coldwell Banker sales associate with 20 years of experience, he's helped hundreds of people to achieve their goals and dreams, no matter where they were in the buying or selling process. Joe accomplishes this by approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, he tries to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them his own. Then he takes the mass amount of data that's available and distills it down to a few understandable action points. And finally, he controls the entire process through technology and marketing. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let Joe show you how to take his professional expertise and put it to work for you. To contact Joe, go to jpeters.com or call 908-238-0118.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody out there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in? Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
Welcome back to Hands Across Hunterdon. I am Susan with Hunterdon Helpline, your host of the show. A lot of ha-ha-has in there. And we've been talking about Give Hunterdon, the collaboration of nonprofits in Hunterdon County and the Hunterdon County Source for Nonprofit Giving. I've been trying to give you little vignettes of the nonprofits in our area to start your 2019 off on the right foot by paying it forward, giving back, making a difference in someone's life. And so we've been talking about the various organizations and what they need in our community to help those in need. Fisherman's Mark supports individuals and families in basic needs and building skills necessary for self-sufficiency. They strengthen their community through the facilitation of innovative and responsive programming and services that promote stability, health, and wellness. They have a commitment to excellence in social services and education, and we collaborate with Helpline at Helpline with Fisherman's Mark again all the time. Fisherman's Mark is located in Lambertville and is sort of the satellite, if you will, for South County in terms of providing services. So very important that when Helpline has a client, we can reach out to that community as well when the client lives in Lambertville and vice versa. They also, operating expenses for 7 dynamic programs needs to be funded monetarily. So again, we run on volunteers, we run on your donations. Their material equipment, they have an outdoor education program, so they are always in need of more recreational resources. They have a van for food pickup. An additional van would be great. And always, always, always volunteers. Always, always, always volunteers. Before someone begins counseling with the staff at Fisherman's Mark, the volunteer is there to greet someone. The volunteer is working in their food pantry, putting the food on the shelves, helping the clients access the food that they are looking for. Volunteers are greatly needed. How do you contact Fisherman's Mark? 609-397-0194. 609-397-0194. And again, a reminder, that if you go to givehundred.org and you go to the page of a specific nonprofit, you can access their website directly. Or if you've decided already to donate, hit the donate button. That goes directly to their website, their donation site as well. There are no middleman fees to take out. GiveHundred does not use any of the monies in order to organize this collaborative. So very important. Again, for Fisherman's Mark, 609-397-0194. And so, Huntington Youth Services has changed its name to Binnacle House, and it is over 35 years old. It has been providing for youth nights of safe, compassionate care every year to the boys who have been victims of abuse, abandonment, neglect, and or community children whose behaviors have escalated beyond parental control. Again, great organization. Helpline collaborates with them. This is an organization that takes someone who is young and changes their life for the better. Takes someone who is young, a victim of their environment or their mental health issues or whatever, and changes their life for the better, puts them on that trajectory towards success. In addition to residential services, they provide counseling, academic enrichment, vocational training, family engagement, and life skills development. Great organization. Their monetary need, well, 10% of their budget has to be fundraised annually to allow to meet the daily living, recreational, food, and clothing needs of the residents. Their material needs, they've just renovated their kitchen. They need vans. They have other capital items that are needed, such as laptops and netbooks for the boys to use. These kids are supported in school by Binnacle, and very important that they have the same resources that every other student has. How do you donate? Again, go to givehundred.org. Click on Binnacle House, and you will be directed to more information or call 908-782-0848. That's 908-782-0848. And I know that they need volunteers also who can share their skill sets. You do woodworking, that's a great thing to share with the guys. I have a therapy dog, and I go there with my therapy dog, and they just hang out with the dog and play. Other people might be musicians and can offer music lessons. So don't forget about those in-kind donations, the skill sets that you have that you can share with people and make a real difference. We have Norwest Cap, and of course Norwest Cap is famous for its food bank, but they also have a variety of emergency services and other initiatives that lead to self-reliance, and they serve six counties. With an administrative cost of 5%, they are always looking for monetary donations, volunteers, anything that you can possibly give. Also providing different resources for the folks that they serve. And one of the organizations, or I should say sub-organizations of Norwest Cap that I am fond of, is the Career Life Transition Center for Women. I serve on the advisory council, and they help women get back into the workforce if they have been displaced homemakers or have had to stop because of children, et cetera, teach them different job skills, computer skills, et cetera. and it's awesome. And another program of theirs, of course, is the Head Start program. So, again, Norwest CAP covers a gamut of resources that they provide to the community, and they are just a wonderful, wonderful asset. Always, always, always. So please don't hesitate to see them on givehunterdon.org and make sure that you click on their information to learn more about their varied programs. So important. I've got room for one more. The Flemington Area Food Pantry, founded in 1982, and it serves over 1,300 needy families. Very important in our area when people are struggling with other bills to alleviate the cost of food by accessing the food pantry. Really is a savings to them, as well as providing nutritional meals to their family. Over 90% of funding comes from the community and corporate grant awards. Material needs, well, they need volunteers, but they also need a variety of different food items, which you can find out on their website. Again, go to givehunterdon.org. It will direct you to all of the information you need for the Flemington Food Pantry. Their number, 908-996-6463. They need volunteers. Who's meeting out the food at the food pantry? Who's organizing those shelves? Volunteers. 908-996-6463. You've been listening to Hands Across Hunterdon. I'm Susan Lax with Hunterdon Helpline, your host of the show. Our number for any need, any time, for any challenge, 908-782-4357. I wish you all a happy new year and hope that you will consider starting your new year right in 2019 by supporting your local nonprofits. We will be back next week, and I wish you a healthy and happy new year.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
As a partial government shutdown over the issue continues, President Trump is now looking again for bipartisan support when it comes to border security. The White House inviting top leaders from both parties to a briefing today that will be led by the Department of Homeland Security. In Brazil for the presidential inauguration there, America's top diplomat says that the president's recent decision to remove troops from Syria is not impacting current relations with Israel. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo saying,
"The counter-ISIS campaign continues, our efforts to counter Iranian aggression continue, and our commitment to Middle East stability and the protection of Israel continues in the same way it did before that decision was made."
Pompeo speaking after his meeting with the Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. And this is USA Radio News.
If you're like most people and you see two gas stations and one sells gas for a little bit less, you go to that one. It just makes sense. Every little bit helps. But here's what's weird, though. Sometimes we save a few pennies here and there and ignore opportunities to save huge money, life-changing money. If you switch to MediShare for your health care, it could be massive savings for you. The typical savings for a family is $500 a month. Think what you could do with that over time. Just doing the math, that's $6,000 a year. That is significant. And yes, people love it, and they love it because it works. It's believers who share each other's health care costs. More than 400,000 people are now members of MediShare, and it's growing like crazy. Find out how much you could save and why MediShare is so popular. Go to MediShare.com or call 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM. MediShare.com or 855-90-PSALM.
Mitt Romney is calling President Trump's character into question just days before the incoming U.S. Senator from Utah takes office. In a Washington Post op-ed, Romney writes that with the nation so divided, presidential leadership and character is indispensable, and he says that's where President Trump's shortfalls are most glaring. A mother and daughter in Florida are lucky to be alive, as we hear from USA Radio's Wendy King.
A two-year-old girl was injured after falling into the rhinoceros exhibit at the Brevard Zoo in Melbourne, Florida. The child's mother was also injured, and both of them were taken to a hospital in Orlando. Zoo officials say the toddler fell through the cracks in the fence during a hands-on experience at the zoo. The snout of at least one of the rhinos did make contact with the little girl. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our